Now joining the Winona Sports Network head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz, fresh off of a 1-1 weekend, but unfortunately the rest of the NSIC schedule, it didn't really go their way. You guys were nixed out of, or dropped to the bottom three, I should say, and in turn you miss out on that conference tournament. It felt like a 1-1 weekend might have been good enough, but like I said, it didn't go your guys' way. How does it feel now, a couple of days removed, and the reality of the season coming to an end, sort of sitting in for you, Coach?
Oh man, I mean, for any competitor, I don't think it's going to sit well. You sit through March, and you sit and watch other people play when you want to be playing. Can't say that. Yeah, it's the greatest feeling. By any means, but I mean, going into the weekend, I had known. I was pretty sure that we were going to need both, so I wasn't surprised by any means. I figured Duluth would take care of business with their matchups, and we had a little tougher finish. And we played an awesome game on Friday night. Really handled Moorhead really well and winning at their place. And they just have definitely a couple of the best players in the league, and we defended them so well. So you go from just the highs and lows of a basketball season, and that's just about where it goes, is to play one of your best games, have some of the most enjoyable moments, whether it was defensively or offensively. I mean, it was just fun to play, to turn around, and you show up to St. Cloud, and there was nothing. I mean, there's a little nerves in the room. You can tell, you know, people nervous that it could be their last game. And we've got a lot of people who poured a lot into it. And there was a little bit of that. Reality of St. Cloud started off. They just posted their highlights, and I got done watching those again. They were knocking down shots that were really difficult to start the game. Mm-hmm. Just kind of deflating. And from that point forward, things just spiraled. But that whole first quarter was, you know, I felt like we were making them take tough shots, and it was their night.
Mm-hmm. So. Have you spoken with the team since the realization has you know, come to effect? You know, have you had a conversation with the team since Saturday?
Yeah, well, we met after the game, and we knew. I mean, I had said, once we knew Duluth took care of business, and we knew we were out. So, we all chatted and kind of went through and just kind of had our moment with the seniors. That's always the most important thing to me in that moment. We will meet with the team this week about kind of moving forward and what's next. But, we just make it about the seniors in that moment. It's not, I don't want to talk about the future and what's next, because you have a lot of people. I just remember sitting in that room myself when your career comes to an end. A lot of people that pour everything, your whole life, into this, and then it comes to a pretty abrupt ending. And so we just kind of celebrate those players and kind of talk about their futures and try not to focus on, you know, like, obviously we got to get better.
Obviously to not, you know, forget about the seniors by any means, but, you know, for the rest of the team, there is something to think about when it comes to the future. You said you have that meeting coming up with the rest of the team. You know, what has been the focus for you and your assistant coach McGlone? What has the thought process been over the weekend and leading up to this meeting, to where, you know, this is our plan that we sort of want to deploy in the summer, and this is our plan in order to get better and not miss this conference tournament again?
Yeah, I mean, that's been something we've been doing since we started. I mean, it's been in the mix. It's just, you have to have the ability to do it with whatever that means exactly. But just, we have been planning. So the next class we've got coming in, we're really excited about. We're going to have some size. We're going to be a little bit more competitive that way. It's just, we know we've been kind of had just, we battle hard, but we do have some deficits, and unfortunately in that St. Cloud game they probably were exposed, as well as any game that I've seen. Is just, you know we're gonna box out and we're gonna fight like heck, but in the end people just kind of jump over, reach over our heads, and we get shots off, but they aren't quite as clean as they could be. We knew that we have to get some more size. We walk out on the floor every night and we are smaller, but at the same size, same sense, like, you can be you can be undersized in this league, but then you just gotta completely fight like heck. But we're trying to get a little better balance in that area for sure. And but there have been steps, and I think that's the biggest thing is like success. Yes, in college athletics, it's defined by winning. But there are other pieces, and we know in our locker room, in our gym, there's not a group that I've coached ever at Winona State that has been as committed as the people that we have in the room, and they care from one through, 15, whatever we've got, about, how to take the next step. So we're going, we have made definitely improvements along the way. I think it just doesn't quite show up yet. And so that's the plan, I guess. We're hoping that, you never know in your crystal ball until it comes together. But we believe that the people that we had this year, the seniors we have started to set us up culture-wise and program-wise for the next step that we're ready to take.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz, obviously in today's landscape of college sports, it's not always the easiest going into the off season. You got transfers that you might be interested in bringing in, but first and foremost, you want to retain the players on your team. I know it's a little early, but your first thought on the transfer portal, do you have any concern about any players on this roster leaving? Are you going to focus on retainment rather than additions to start this off season coming up here shortly?
I always start with retainment. That's kind of a yearly thing. I'm not a huge transfer portal person, but I do appreciate the aspect of it in that you do got to treat your kids right. It is about competitiveness and winning, but at the end of the day, your players got to want to be where they're at, got to want to play for you, got to want to play with their teammates. It's got to be a great experience in all ways, and including getting some wins along the way, too. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, I guess. We'll find out. I do believe that all in all, the players in our program, have had a good experience, and, I'm not sure.
I really like what you said there about you appreciate the fact that you do have to treat your players right. How does it make you feel as a coach and the leader of this program to, over the last couple of years, you haven't really had to worry about retainment when it comes to the players in the building? How does that make you feel?
There's some definite sense of pride in that. You look around the country, everyone's bouncing around, and at the end of the day, you've got to, I know the things that mattered the most to me in my experience and when I played are the people that I met and the people that I planned to, we had in our weddings, and now there's group chats about babies, and you just want, that's the thing that I want for all my players when they get here and before they leave, is that they leave here with their forever people that they have connections that they want to reach out to 10 years from now when adversity really strikes and the real world really hits. As you just hope that they do leave here with those friendships and connections. And unfortunately with the transfer portal, I just think that's getting very lost. And so I know at the end of the day, the wins and losses and stuff, that part's been kind of frustrating here for sure. But I know for sure. And that's something that I know that people in our room and have spoken of just is that they're happy. They're happy they made this decision, and they're happy they're here, and they know that they have people that will be in their corner for the rest of their lives. So.
To bring it back to the on-court aspect of going into next season, you got Vivica Breton going into her third year. She's going to be even more polished. You have a couple of juniors and middle-classmen that will become upperclassmen, but what you also have on this team is a lot of young freshmen or redshirt freshmen that did get a lot of experience this season. At some points in the year, it might have been at detriment to the team to have these young players playing as many minutes as they did. But thinking about it from a future perspective, that should pay dividends down the line. How excited are you for the group that you anticipate on welcoming back with already now a year under their belt?
I think very excited. I think you're coming off the St. Cloud game where you're seeing and seeing they have a young group and they're really talented. We got to take a big step in, but I do believe that we have many players returning that can help us do that. And you are correct. Vivica Breton probably it took maybe a third of the way into the season, but she found her stride and now she's yeah, she's just a different player and just so confident and, yeah, excited for that growth. And I mean, Haley Markworth in the Moorhead game, if anyone could tune into that one, it's one of the best individual performances I've seen in a while. So returning, those two for sure. And then, like you said, yes, it was that constant debate all season, or how do you go about that? It wasn't really a debate. We had to play young kids at times, but you knew it was going to come with some ups and downs, and it did. And it was just that constantly having to kind of chat with them. You know, I'm holding them to an incredibly hard, high standard for the first time they've ever stepped on, set foot on a basketball floor. At the same time, I knew that if we're going to try to fight for getting through here and doing something this season, that they were going to be pretty important to that. And they were, and they developed and they continued to get better, and they did everything that they could. Yeah, kept working and kept checking boxes along the way. Just in this moment, just didn't quite have enough to get through. But very proud of them. There's nothing that, they could have done differently.
I'll leave you with this, Coach. If you look back on this season, and I'm sure you're going to continue to do your reflections throughout this week when you talk to the players, the team, you'll do more reflection. But looking back on the season as a whole, you know, how would you sort of describe it? How would you sort of sum up this season as you now look ahead in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it might not look like it, but growth, I would absolutely say. Just taking another step, but we know that the people in our locker room know that we've taken another step in the right direction, not as big as we wanted. Yeah, I think it was just continuously along the way. You're just waiting for certain things to click for people. And yeah, I'm excited about what's returning and who's coming in, and looking forward to the future.
That's head coach for the Winona State women's basketball team, Anna Wirtz. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Appreciate the time you've given me all season long. But for now, good luck into the offseason. I'm sure we'll talk throughout the summer, but have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.